He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, March the 7th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Broadcasting once again today from Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's going to be 84 degrees today. What a beautiful day for baseball, huh? Maybe we'll get out to some Cactus League games here a little bit later on. But for now, we got a lot of work to do here. We've got the Dow. Is the sky falling today? Gary Cohn has resigned. Oh my gosh, the sky is falling. The futures through the night were all over the place, down 400 points at one point in time. But now the real trading begins. No more futures. The future is now. The Dow is down 180 points right now. It's at 24,703. The S&P 500 down 0.5%, down 15 points to 2,712. The NASDAQ, which is faring a little bit better. The NASDAQ had a big day yesterday. It was up 41 points yesterday as Netflix exploded to a new high and several other tech stocks such as Amazon were breaking out to new all-time highs. The NASDAQ's giving back 27 of those 41 points it got yesterday. The NASDAQ's at 7,345. The small caps are heating up. Has anybody noticed that? I've noticed that the small cap stocks are heating up recently. We're going to keep our eye on that. There may be an opportunity there. Crude oil's down 62 cents right now to $61.98. Gold is down $4.60. to $1,330. Where is that 10-year bond today? That's what I want to know. 2.87. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunner. Who's calling me during the radio show? Doesn't Ben Bernanke know that I do a show during this during this time? This is Bill Gunderson. I'm president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California, broadcasting again today from Scottsdale, home of the Cactus League. So far, I've been able to avoid those nasty needles. Got to be careful over here. What you lean up against could be a saguaro. Anyways, we've got the market off a little bit. Oh, the big news, Gary Cohn. He's the free trader. He's the free trader in the White House. Some say he was the last of the Mohicans, free traders in the White House, and now it's a Peter Navarro tariff protectionist White House. I don't think Trump's going to do much to upset the economy. I think that's his job number one, it seems like. Economy, defense, protecting our borders, that seems to be his job number one. And the tariff talk still continues to fly. And some areas of the market, obviously, will be hurt by tariff talk, and some areas of the market, or not tariff talk, actual tariffs, and other areas of the market might benefit, and this may all blow over with one fell swoop of the, not so much the pen, but an announcement from the White House saying we got what we wanted, we'll call off the dogs, we'll just have to see. Well, anyways, Gary Cohn yesterday, after the market closed, he's a Goldman Sachs guy. He's a free trader. He's a bit of an ego, from what I could tell. It's hard to have two egos in one room together. And Cohn got his nose bent out of shape, and he's no longer leading the economy for Mr. Trump. He was leading the economic team. But I'm sure Mr. Trump will find somebody capable to run the economy. Wilbur Ross wins this battle. Wilbur Ross is the Secretary of Commerce. And Wilbur Ross saw a need to threaten some other countries around the world. You better trade fair, or we're going to slap some tariffs on you. And whether this is just a ploy or whether it's just a negotiating tactic or I don't think we're going to shrivel up and become a protectionist nation. I don't see that at all. We just want other countries to accept our goods like we're accepting their goods in our country, buying their wares, and they should be buying our wares. But in the end, trade wars are not a good thing. I would rather see this thing blow over sooner rather than later. Well, we had the market, obviously, which after the market closed yesterday, maybe an hour or so, I looked at the futures for today. They were down some 421 points. People playing the futures game. And now as the actual market trades, we're down about 200 right now on the Dow. All right, so what else do we have going on? The U.S. economy added 235,000 jobs in February, according to ADP. The payroll people, we were only expecting 205,000. From all signs, the economy is still showing accelerating strength. Not decelerating, not topping out, but accelerating, putting pressure on wages. And, you know, I've noticed that the staffing companies, how do you play a low employment rate? The staffing companies are doing very, very well. I have several of them on my radar. I remember making money in the staffing companies before, and they are ascending once again. ASGN, On Assignment, would be one example of a staffing company. You can look at a chart and see how that stock has been rising. Barrett Business Services, another one that I've used in the past in low unemployment environments. BBSI, which is a small cap. Not recommendations, but these are just companies that in this current environment that we have could benefit and continue to benefit. Meanwhile, the trade gap widens. Oh, boy. This is going to get the protectionists all fired up in the White House. Now it's $56 billion this past month. That's the biggest trade gap ever. We were expecting $55 billion, but we bought a billion more than we sold than expected, and now we've got a 56.6. Is a trade gap a bad thing? We're buying more foreign goods, cheap foreign goods, than our goods that we're selling to other countries. Where's that mortgage rate these days? 4.65% on the 30-year. Has real estate cooled off? I'd like to hear from you. If you're in the real estate industry, if you're a mortgage broker, if you're a real estate agent, just from my perspective and in my travels, it seems to me that the real estate sector has cooled off a little bit as interest rates have risen. What does a 4.65% mortgage rate do to your business, your industry, the mortgage industry, the real estate industry, the new home building industry? I'd like to hear from anybody in that industry with your take. Bill@GundersonCapital.com, Bill@GundersonCapital.com. Well, who do the tariffs threaten? Who do the tariffs help? What companies are in the eye of the storm? I don't think Trump's going to let these tariffs hurt any of our great companies here in America, if he can help it. There's a report out today from Cowen. They're one of my competitors. Oh, they're much bigger than I am. Who's counting? President Trump's proposed tariffs on steel and aluminum will impact the cost of Boeing planes, particularly versus Airbus, but the impact will likely be very small, according to Cowen. Now, since the tariff announcement, okay, Boeing, which I own in my premier growth portfolio and in my income and growth portfolio, Boeing got as high as $371 per share. It's now at $345 per share. So it's gone through a little bit of a trade war tariff correction here. In fact, if we do the math on that, from 371 down to 344, that's a sell-off of 7.3%. That's what Boeing shareholders, what it's cost them so far. Now, what has it done to the earnings estimates of Boeing? Well, it hasn't budged them yet because the tariffs are not in place yet. It's a threat. But we'll see. Anyways, Cowan says it would have very little impact on Boeing. That's good news for Seattle, my Seattle listeners. The target price that Cowan puts on Boeing is $415 per share. You know what? I hope they're right. The stock is currently trading at $344 per share. Now, what about the steel stocks? Are they the beneficiaries here? This is Bill Gunderson. It's Tariff Talk Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What about those steel stocks? Are they not the beneficiaries? It seems like no matter what happens, whether or not he puts the tariffs on or whether he doesn't put the tariffs on, somehow he's looking out for our steel industry. And two names would immediately come to mind given that scenario. The first one, and you know what? Within every sector, there's leaders and there's laggards. There's good steel stocks and there's bad steel stocks. I've seen this steel cycle before. I'd say back in 2011 probably was the last time we had a big run in the commodity-related stocks. Steel definitely in that mix. Cyclicals. You know, they like expansion in the economy. They like a little bit of inflation. And then they like a little bit of protectionism, I guess, by the president. So there's the AK Steels. There's Zeus, which is Olympic Steel. I've always leaned towards U.S. Steel. Okay, let's just take a look at the chart. U.S. Steel is breaking out today to new all-time highs. How about that? Okay, my problem with U.S. Steel, that's not the one I own. I own a different one in there. I have a problem with the valuation right now on U.S. Steel. However, if steel prices are going to rise, they're going to benefit. And they've had three pretty good quarters in a row. Look at U.S. Steel, X, symbol X, $8.1 billion company, headquartered in where else? Pittsburgh, PA, home of the Steelers. U.S. Steel, last three quarters, their sales have been up 445%. Actually, this is their earnings. I'm sorry. Bottom line earnings up 445%, 130%, and 180%. Their sales during the last three quarters have been up 22%, 21%, 18%. Well, why don't you own U.S. Steel, Gunderson? Well, you know, I do a momentum and value equation algorithm that calculates a performance and a value score together combined, and then it ranks it against all the other performance and value scores of the stocks in my database. U.S. Steel X currently comes in at number 530 out of 5,541. I could talk myself into U.S. Steel. That's a solid chart on U.S. Steel. But I personally like Steel Dynamics a little bit better. Steel Dynamics I own in my ultra growth portfolio. I like the valuation a little bit better on Steel Dynamics. Steel Dynamics is actually a bigger company than U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel is an $8 billion market cap company. Steel Dynamics is an $11.1 billion, puts it in the mid-cap range. It's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I've talked about it before. Our San Diego Padres have an affiliate. I believe they're the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Single A, I think, want to say. Single A baseball. If you're from Fort Wayne, give me a call. Steel Dynamics is currently ranked at number 262 in my Best Stocks Now app. I like the valuation a little bit better. The PEG ratio is a lot lower. They've been growing at a faster clip. They've been growing by 28% per year. their earnings. U.S. Steel had a couple of years there where they lost money in 2015 and 2016. So that's the one that I choose to own. There's also a steel ETF for all you Pittsburgh Steeler fans. SLX is the steel ETF. Now, aluminium, as the Brits would say, that's only a 10% tariff. So the aluminium stocks are not reacting as much as the steel stocks are. Alcoa's up 1.4% today. Alcoa headquartered in New York, New York, market cap $8.8 billion. I continue to like Steel Dynamics, STLD, in that sector. In fact, listen to this. Here's an interesting news article today. U.S. Steel to reopen a major steelmaking facility. Oh, they've got to be just celebrating in the White House, bringing back manufacturing jobs. U.S. Steel will restart its steelmaking facilities and one of two blast furnaces at its Granite City Works plant in Illinois, ahead of expected higher demand for steel due to President Trump's pending tariffs on imported steel. Well, they must think he's serious about those tariffs if they're starting up one of two blast furnaces. You don't just fire up a blast furnace without some kind of expectations. That's got to cost some money to fire up a blast furnace. The company says it expects to call back 500 workers. All right, 500 workers beginning this month. The furnace and steelmaking facilities were idle 2 years ago because of challenging market conditions. And from what I understand, it's pretty much China that's the culprit here in the cheap steel dumping on the market wars. We've got Christine Lagarde. She's the International Monetary Fund director. She tells French radio station that nobody wins in a trade war. Well, we'll see. I tend to agree with Christine Lagarde. The macroeconomic impact would be serious, not only if the U.S. took action, but especially if other countries were to retaliate, notably those who would be affected most, such as Canada, Europe, and Germany in particular. Well, just because we live in the United States and our IRA and we work for a U.S. company doesn't mean we don't have to watch the rest of the world and the news that comes from the rest of the world. They're meeting in Mexico today. Senior White House advisor Jared Kushner. Haven't I heard of him somewhere? He'll visit Mexico today and meet President Enrique Peña Nieto just a week after the two countries called off a meeting amid disagreements about border wall funding. You know, I just wouldn't bring that subject up. That's one where the president of Mexico just walks out. You're not going to get anywhere in NAFTA talks if you bring up that darn border wall. Anyways, the tariff threat hangs over the automobile sector. I don't own any automobile stocks. I don't know about you. I've warned you about Ford. I'm not a fan of automobile manufacturers. I like the companies that are making the technology that goes inside the automobile stocks. But as it relates to owning automobile stocks, I'm not a big fan. But I have a hard time envisioning a pro-jobs, a pro-growth president hurting our own automobile industry. I don't see that happening. But anyways, I would not be an investor in the automobile manufacturers. Well, let's make a deal. A lot of deals here in the making here this morning. One that I own here is in the news today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. You can look me up on GundersonCapital.com. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson. I'm all over the internet. You can see the articles I've written, the appearances I've made, all kinds of good things out there, I guess. And if you were interested in having me manage your portfolios, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. I want to visit Bitcoin just for a minute. Then I want to revisit an old favorite that's really made a nice comeback since they tripped up on their earnings estimates several weeks ago. Okay, here's the latest news on Bitcoin. I got to do this because you know that I've been very negative on Bitcoin. And I have to say I was right. Bitcoin has gotten hammered since beginning of the year and since that Bitcoin peak of 20,000 back in December. Google searches for Bitcoin peaked in December, right around the time the price crested at about $20,000 per coin. The price subsequently plunged about 80%, and Google searches have similarly crashed. Bitcoin is at roughly 11,000 now. I don't see where it's down 80%. It's down. Well, no, it did go down 80% because it went way below 10,000. Now, the other piece of news that I wanted to read, I would continue to avoid Bitcoin myself. Now, Coinbase is launching a crypto index fund. So if you're an index investor and you believe in having exposure to all the stocks in a sector, the Coinbase Index Fund will offer exposure to all cryptocurrencies in Coinbase's exchange. GDAX, weighted by market cap. As new assets are added to the exchange, they will be automatically be added to the fund. Currently, the Coinbase Index contains Bitcoin. That's 62% of the index is Bitcoin. Ethereum is 27%. Bitcoin Cash is 7%, and Litecoin is a mere 4%. But you can get exposure to all of the coins in the crypto index fund. That's one I would like to short, if I can figure out how to short it. Okay, one of the stocks that I featured not too long ago was Arista Networks. And Arista Networks is a stock that I continue to own in my ultra growth portfolio because it is an ultra growth stock. If you take a look at the earnings over the last 5 years, earnings have been growing by 71% per year. That's an average over the last 5 years. Look at their most recent four quarters. Earnings up 37%, earnings up 81%, earnings up 95%. And in the quarter that they reported several weeks ago, their earnings were up 64%. But at the time, this was about 2 weeks ago, two and a half, 3 weeks ago, when they reported their earnings, the stock went from $311 per share. It was hitting new highs. And then they reported earnings, and it went clear down to $235 per share. It was down $80. Which translate into about a 26-27% sell-off after their earnings. So what do you do? I was still profitable on the stock. Their earnings had only missed by a tiny little bit. Well, I waited to see where the new earnings estimates would come in at. Because obviously with the miss, are they going to lower? Are they going to downgrade their future forecast by a wide margin? Are they going to downgrade their future forecast by just a little bit? In the end, as I watch day by day, usually those earnings expectations get adjusted pretty quickly within a day or two. I didn't see any change whatsoever to the forward earnings forecast, nor did I see any change whatsoever to the five-year growth expectations of the company. Therefore, I never changed my target price on the stock. And now Arista Networks, and I actually, for new clients that had come in and didn't own Arista Networks, I added it to their portfolio. So I bought more stock down at that level, and as it's come trickling back. So from 311 down to 235, and now it's back to 290. It's up $55 per share from that low, which is about a 25% move off of that bottom, and it's almost back to its all-time high again of 311. Now, why? Because stocks follow earnings, and stocks follow earnings expectations. But at the same time, you have another force in the market that's at work every day, and that's emotion. That's fear, and that's greed. And when a company comes along and misses their earnings estimate, the fear comes pouring into the stock, and the sell-off can be bloody, and it's just get out of the way. Let me out of the theater, out of that small door before anybody else. I don't want to get trapped here. And before you know it, you know, the panic finally starts to abate. Cooler heads begin to prevail. Some people remained in their seats. That's what I did, because I wanted to see what the overall threat and what the overall damage was to their future. And when all was said and done, and when all the beans were counted, and when all of the analysts sharpened their pencils or redid their numbers, looked at things again, talked to management, in the end, I didn't see any change at all to the expectations going forward. But we had that panic sell-off in there. Now, Arista Networks, ANET, it's an aggressive stock. This is not a multi-billion. Well, it is. It's $21 billion now. It's been catching up to Cisco. It's got a long ways to go. But Arista now has a momentum grade once again of A+. That momentum grade of A+ is a very powerful screen that I have added to my app every day. There's about 100. Somewhere in there, I don't really count. Seems like there's about 100. And I look at those 100 stocks every day. I look at a one-year chart. And Arista is back in there at A+. So the message here is don't get caught up in the emotion. I had one yesterday that sold off. Someone wrote to me, what am I supposed to do? This is the biggest loser in the market today. Well, it was only down 8 or 9%, somewhere in there. I see it's up 3%. Just hang tight, relax, take a couple aspirin, get a good night's sleep, see where the new numbers come in at, see what investors do with it. If it's not the end of the world, and if it's still a great company, been growing by 50, 60% per year, they're going to have a misstep from time to time. But eventually, the stocks come back to their earnings and their earnings expectations. I've had people argue with me, well, the company's buying back shares. Those aren't real earnings. Those are manufactured earnings. Well, let's just take the case of Arista, all right? Arista's earnings this most recent quarter were up 64%. Their sales were up 43%. You can't manufacture sales. Sales are sales. Their sales were up. Their sales growth has been averaging 40 to 50% per quarter. And obviously, as you add sales to a company and you keep your cost in line, that's going to add to your bottom line. So you know what? Your 401k, your IRA, your Roth doesn't really care how the company or how the S&P 500 arrived at $139 in earnings last year. It's a multiple on earnings. And that's what the market trades on. Sometimes the multiple contracts a little bit in a rising interest rate environment. We saw that back in February, but it contracted too violently. The multiple, that was the biggest drop in the multiple that I've seen in several years. And I felt like that was a good time to take advantage of that low multiple. And the market has come storming back quite a bit ever since then. Now, it's still rocky. It's still volatile. We still have the Fed out there. We still have interest rate risk. We still have tariff talk. Let's just stay focused on earnings. That takes away a lot of the emotion. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've covered a lot of territory here today. Gary Cohn was the headline after the market closed yesterday, and the Dow futures yesterday were 1 point down, about 420 points. Well, the actual market is nowhere near that today, right? Okay, so futures... fear and greed, there's definitely a lot of that in the futures. And, of course, protectionism, saving American jobs, protecting our workers, our industries, all of this being debated right now. And Gary Cohn was thought to be the free trader in the White House, him and I think Larry Kudlow definitely is a free trader. But then there's a couple of guys in there, you know, that want to be a little bit more hawkish on trade. And Wilbur Ross would be one. Peter Navarro would be another one. We'll see who Gary Cohn is replaced by or if they bump up Navarro or Kudlow. I'd like to see Arthur Laffer in there somewhere. I think he's still got a lot of usefulness in him. There's a smart guy there on the economy. That's who I would like to see. My vote goes, bring in Arthur Laffer and the Laffer curve. The more money you put in the hands of the people and the less money you give to the government, the better the economy does, because the people know a little bit better what to do than big bureaucracies like the government. U.S. economy, still strong. 235,000 jobs, 235,000 jobs created according to ADP. That trade gap continues to widen. Mortgage rates are now at 4.65%. That's the average 30-year mortgage. I'd like to hear from you if you're in the real estate industry, the mortgage business, a real estate broker. Is 4.65% cooling off the property markets in your area? Tariffs not a threat to Boeing, says one. Kirshner heads for Mexico today to talk trade. Trade, a big issue right now in the White House. You've got that Coinbase index now, if you're crazy enough to invest in that. Lastly, my last story of the day, Stifel. Who's Stifel? Stifel's down in St. Louis. I remember driving by their headquarters when I was down there. I was on the advisory council at Scottrade. I helped fashion the website and trading site that they had. You know, we all did. We all had our input, and it ended up being quite good. When I first started with Scottrade, it was horrible. Of course, technology wasn't what it is today. And when Scottrade was bought out by Ameritrade, I thought their site was magnificent. And hopefully Ameritrade will adopt some of those things that us Scottrade guys came up with while we were with Scottrade. Anyway, Stifel is in St. Louis. They're downgrading Netflix today to a hold rating from a buy on a simple call tied to valuation. Well, the performance in Netflix recently has been nothing but sensational. I now have a 125% gain in Netflix. I own it in both my ultra growth portfolio and in my premier growth portfolio. Over the last 5 years, I've gone over this many times, their earnings have been growing by 45% per year. Their earnings this year are expected to be up 117% versus last year and 54% next year, another rise in earnings. Well, yeah, Netflix is going to put in a top here at some point in time. It's probably the strongest, along with Amazon, large cap technology, semi, quasi technology stock in the entire market. At some point in time, I may be tempted to sell half my shares, take my cost out. Netflix now represents a 6% overall position in both my ultra growth and in my premier growth portfolios. It's gutsy to call a top in a stock like Stifel did. They're basing it on valuation. Netflix today has a P/E ratio of 260, which would make... I'm sure it would make Warren Buffett choke on his See's Chocolates, that kind of a P.E. ratio. But the stock continues to hit new highs. It continues to be one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. So I'm not ready quite yet to call a top in the stock. But at some point in time, stocks do not go up forever. This has been a good one. It's up 125%. Since I originally bought it. Now, you have to take a look at all the stocks in my portfolios. You can do that. I give you 2 weeks of my full newsletter that I put a lot of work in every Friday, Saturday. Comes out Saturday afternoon. It's the Best Stocks Now newsletter. For the first 2 weeks, you get the client version and the live trading version. And then I cut it down to the premier version of the newsletter, which has everything but the portfolios. And then I cut you down to the article and a lot of other stuff. Very valuable information in my newsletter every single weekend. I've been writing it for a long, long time. It's one of my great loves. In fact, I look forward to writing the newsletter every week. Who learns the most from the newsletter? Me, because it makes me travel down all the alleys and canals and the back subsets of the market to make sure that I'm looking at it and not missing anything. So you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Now, we have opened a lot of new accounts recently. I would say we're off to a record year so far in 2018. We're now all settled in with Ameritrade. Scottrade is no more. It took us a little learning curve there on the new Ameritrade website, but I think I've got most of it under control now. And, we can get an account open for you pretty quickly. If you're somewhere else and you're not happy, if the people are asleep at the wheel, if you've got half of bonds in your portfolio in a very bad environment for the bond market, if you own a lot of the old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear and nobody seems to be at the wheel there or at the helm wherever you are, you can write to us through our website, Gunderson Capital. You can send me a message and discuss your situation. Happy to talk to you and tell you what we do a little bit differently from the rest out there in the market. You can also give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.